Good evening, everyone. God bless you all. And it's been a wonderful night, all the sharings. And do you know what? The thing that's really hit me is just the love that we have here on this Zoom fellowship. And that, you know, a lot of times I come home from work and I hear Lawrence chatting away in the office, or I'll come downstairs and I'll start doing the ironing or something and making the tea. And then I hear him chatting again, and just him sharing his hearts with people and people sharing their hearts with him. You know, the only sad thing is that we are a nation that lives by the clock or by the calendar, you know, and we're rushing here and we're rushing there, you know, we're always looking at our clocks. But, you know, Jesus Christ, he lives by the sun, you know, walked by the sun, didn't know what time was. Oh, was I 10 minutes late today? No, I'm going by what the sun says. And the sun says it's like a minute past six. No. You know, we need to slow down. You know, we're in a fast-paced world now with technology and everything else. And some of this technology is way above my head. You know, even Maya shows me how to text on my phone. No, Nana, you're not doing it right. She's only six. But when we know what God plans are for our lives, you know, I've been saying that we just go to God, we get detailed in prayer in what we want, and be very detailed, because sometimes you may be praying for things that you don't really want, but get real detailed, write it down, give it to God, and watch those desires and those plans that he has for you come to pass. You know, nothing is impossible with God. He is an almighty heavenly Father that really wants to bless you and serve you and give you all your heart's desires. You know, like it blessed me what Michael said, you know, about the money side of things, and that there's two kinds of people, those that have loads of money and those that have no money but no need either. And that's where we want to be, you know, where we have no needs. And whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually. But if we're running in this rat race of this fast-paced world and we're always going by our clock or what day it is and making plans for this and plans for that, you know, we start to get bombarded in our brain, and our brain can't handle everything on a daily basis. So then we have to start writing things down so we don't forget it. And, you know, the plans, but are they God's plans or are they our plans? See, we have to leave room for God to work. It's no good filling our days up and being so busy that we haven't even taken time with our Heavenly Father. And I get that honest, real privilege on the morning when I'm driving to work. It takes me an hour, especially if there's a lot of traffic. This week's been real good because the kids are off school, so I can fly to work in about 35 minutes. But usually it takes an hour, and just to have that peace, you know, as I'm driving to work, not thinking about anything, not worrying about anything, not thinking, oh, I've got to hurry up, I've got this to do and that to do. And no, just real spending quality time with me and the Heavenly Father. And then sometimes just out of the blue, Lawrence will ring me and we'll get to pray and talk about things. And, you know, that doesn't happen every day. You know, it could just be a one-off. And it's such a blessing. So, you know, when we get to speak to believers, we see a completely different side to what the world has to offer. You know, believers are there with encouragement, with love and support, you know, but the world doesn't have this to offer. The world just wants to, you know, fast-paced dog eat dog. So when we go to God with a pure heart, you know, God, this is my desires. This is what I want in life. And I want you to bring it to pass. What is the best thing for my life right now, God? You know, and as we go to him, now we shouldn't have lots of ups and down days. We should have more ups than we have downs. And, you know, we also have an adversary that dresses himself up to be like this wonderful, beautiful, what do we call them?
Statues?
No.
Mannequins.
Yeah, like a wonderful mannequin, you know, all of array, adorned with gems and beautiful. But he's a liar and he's a deceiver. But he addressed himself up to be something that we want to know, something that we think we can trust. And then it's not until we sort of go down that path that we find out that that was the wrong path to take, and that the adversary is out there to deceive us. You know, it says that the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And all the day long, you know, he's looking, seeking whom he may devour. And so when we get that time with God and we get honest and we give him our heart's desires, we're less likely to get tricked out by the devil. You know, this is a real spiritual battle that we're in, and that we have to not walk by those senses, but walk by that spirit. We have to be spiritually sharp so that we don't get caught out. And the best thing to do is to have that time with God. Not to worry about what the time says, not to worry what day it is, but to really wake up in that morning and spend that time with God. And so that we're not on a path of destruction. We haven't put ourselves on a path of destruction. That we are walking with God and God's leading and guiding us. And great, great plans he has for each and every one of us. You know, and we know when God goes to work, because there are so many great testimonies out there where people have really looked to God and, you know, like people dead being risen from the dead. You know, people blind and now they're seeing. People can't walk, now they're getting up, rising up and walking. You know, so we want to see this in our lives. You know, really we want to see great signs, miracles and wonders. And we know that they follow those that what? Believe. So we got to make sure we're believing the right God, that we're listening to God, that we're walking with him, we're staying in alignment and harmony with him, and that spiritually, you know, spiritually we're on point, that we are in a spiritual battle. And without that, without God on our side, and without us going to God, we're going to get tricked out. And so when we continue faithfully, on a faithfully daily basis, just spending time with God, letting him work in our hearts, things will come to pass real easy, because nothing's hard with God. You know, if you're doing something and it's becoming a little complicated, it's not of God. Let it go, you know, and just wait for God to show you another path, because his path is easy. You know, it's easy to be entreated. You don't have to fight to get it. You know, you just give it to God and just wait for it to happen. And people say, oh, well, you know, that's foolishness. You can't just give it to God and sit back and wait for it to happen. Of course you can. I've done it. Lawrence have done it. It works. It seriously works, you know. And when you have faith, and it's faith is a little word, but it's really hard to explain to some people, you know, like the girls in work, you know, and they say, oh, well, life's so easy for you. Well, I live by faith. Well, what's faith? Well, you know, I believe that whatever I ask God for will come to pass. I believe that without a doubt. And the reason I can believe that is because I've had an experience. I have experienced it over the years. You know, somebody that just comes into the Word, and they can have just as much faith as someone that's been in the Word for 50 years. Because it's all down to your trust, your trust in God, you know. And so when faith, when you pray for something and you're believing for it and it comes to pass, your faith increases. The law of averages, your faith will increase. So then the next thing you pray for and you see it come to pass, then your faith goes up again. So then it just becomes a second nature. That when you pray to God, now sometimes it's not instant, sometimes you have to wait a bit, but it still comes to pass. And so then that faith is no longer something that you've hoped for, but it's now evidence that you've seen and you've experienced it. So you know, so it's so easy when you pray for the next thing, or when you believe for the next thing, or when God shows you something. You know, your faith is increasing all the time. And then without any concerns, worries, or you can just walk with God knowing that he has your back, that you have nothing to fear in this day and time, that you can go to him and he will take care of you in every aspect of your life. you know, the kids say to us, oh, well, you and Dad's got it easy. Well, we didn't always have it easy. You know, we had our rough times. We really did, especially when the kids were little, you know, and we had a lot more. I think then we had a lot more responsibility because we had young kids and we were, you know, really believing that they were safe, you know, when they went out to play. And now they're adults. You know, we still pray for them. We still, you know, encourage them and guide them at times. But they're adults. They have to stand on their own two feet now. And like with Leanne, when she says, oh, Mum, Vin is not well. Can you pray for him? Yes, I can. But you can too. You can pray too. Oh, well, you know, I'm rushing up the school now. Well, don't rush up the school. Ignore the clock. Take those few minutes to pray. And then you'll find when you make your way to the school, you'll get there quicker. God will like reverse time for you so that you're not late. Why? Because she put him first. When we put God first, anything is possible. You know, we don't need to be concerned about what the time is or what the date is or what appointments we've got. God first. And then you'll see him come to pass. I mean, the awesome testimonies that are coming out right now. You know, I'm quite envious. I want something wrong with me so I can get someone to minister so that I can give out a testimony. No, I know what you mean. No, I'm only joking, guys. But, you know, these testimonies are really awesome. It's really firing me up. I really want to get out there. You know, and I had a young girl in work today and she's had a little bit of a hard time and she just had her stage 2 warning at work and she feels that she's being picked on and, you know, and I said to her, don't get concerned. Really don't get concerned, you know, because when you're looking and pointing fingers at people, then you have 3 pointing back at yourself. Just do your job, you know, and just really give your heart to God. That's the only way it's going to change. No matter what I say to you, because she wanted me to say things to make her feel better. But, you know, sometimes there's only so many words you can say without involving God. So, you know, she needs to turn to God because her life will never get any easier. You know, she's very focused in the world. And unfortunately, until I guess she gets to that rock bottom when she really calls out for God, and we know that he'll hear her and he'll deliver her of all her fears. But, you know, some people have to get to that really rock bottom place before they'll actually call on him. So, you know, I'm keeping her in my prayers and I'm really believing for her. And just, you know, I don't like to see anyone hurting. I turned up to a lady today and she was tears in her eyes because the care system that we have over here is not very good right now. And lots of people are leaving their jobs because they won't take the vaccine and they can't work in care if they don't have the vaccine. And so they're crying out for people to be in the care environment, to go to people's houses and help them get up and dress them and wash them and stuff like that. And she said she's had the same carer for like 6 years. And now suddenly that carer's left. And now this week she's had like 8 different carers and she never knows what time they're coming. And it's really distressing her. And she's getting very stressed out about it all. And my heart went out to her today. And I said, you know, there's one thing that we are in control of, and that is to be happy. And whether the carer turns up at 11 or whether she turns up at 1 o'clock, don't let it affect you to the point that you get so upset. Because then you get upset and there's nothing you can do about it, but you do know that you can go to God and you can pray. And she said that she still prays. Her daughter's ringing the carers and trying to sort them out and all the rest of it. But she said, tonight I will pray. She said, tonight I will pray that they come on time. She said, because I don't want to be sat in my chair at 11:30 at night. You know, so it just shows the way that the world's going over here right now. And, you know, these are people that have fought during the war, World War II. And, you know, they've seen tough times. They don't need to see any more tough times. In our lives, as I said to her, you know, our lives should be easy to be entreated, you know, and just real simple, no complications. And we are in control of our own destiny. So we stay happy, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. I said to her, she's got a beautiful home. I said, you have a roof over your head and you have food in the cupboard. You have something to be thankful for. And a big smile came on her face. She said, actually, we do have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? So, you know, there are people out there having real tough times, concerned about the time they're getting up, concerned about the time the carers come in, what day they're coming. You know, we need to let go of all that. You know, just really go with God. And on that note, Lawrence, you have to be ready at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Yeah, so tomorrow we're all off for the day. We're going to Brayton Manor. Yeah.
I was going to say Downton Abbey.
He don't have a clue, honestly. He doesn't have a clue. We're going to Drayton Manor with Danny and Amber and Kiki and Dre, me and Lawrence, Nick, Leanne, Vinny, Maya and Nanny Sal. So it should be a wonderful day out. Visiting Thomas the Tank. I guess the guys will have to go on a few rides and stuff, and you know. But it's yes.
Excuse me, since you're going to see Amber, I forgot to mention to her that when she prayed for Terry's left lung to return to the original value, it happened. It was a miracle.
Oh, well, brilliant. Well done, Mary. Yeah, I will tell her. She'll be up here about 8:30. Yeah, I will tell her for sure.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, not a problem. Not a problem at all. Yeah, another testimony. See, gives us something to shout about and to encourage one another with. Yes, definitely. Yeah, so we're going to have a lovely family day tomorrow. It's definitely not Lawrence's cup of tea, but I know he'll come with a heart full of joy and make us all laugh as usual. He's going to terrorise Sal, I know that. So I'm quite happy to just push the pram and take care of the bags and let everybody go off and do whatever they need to do. And, you know, just being around the family and enjoying times. Because obviously the kids are off school this week as well. So Leanna will organise anything to get us all together so she doesn't have to be on her own with the children. Nick's off work. Danny's got a day off tomorrow, so it'll be lovely. Just hope that we get a good opportunity to share the word with Sal and encourage her in every aspect of her life. She's been quite poorly. All different things, cancer and arthritis and... oh, you name it, she's had it, unfortunately. But she's very negative as well. So, you know, for us to be in and around her, then she won't have much opportunity to be negative.
She won't have much opportunity,
sure. Because we'll just shut her down and give her what the word says. So in a loving way, we will do it very lovingly. But, you know, some people, they thrive on the negatives, whereas we, as believers, thrive on the positives. So... it'll be a battle of the senses tomorrow, spiritually, and five senses. So just enjoy this week, spending your time with God. Don't worry about the time. Don't worry about what day it is or what month it is. Just really enjoy your time with God, lifting your desires to him, so that when we come on Sunday, if you're coming up on Zoom, on the leaders' meeting, we'll have plenty of testimonies to share, you know, because God is an awesome God. And as we are faithful, and we stand fast, you know, in that liberty where Christ has made us free. And be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. You know, that adversary, he can try and trick us, but we are too sharp for that. We've got God in Christ in us. So let's be mighty conquerors this week. I love you guys. God bless.